Good afternoon, American Legion Band of Greater Kansas City. This is Dave Teachout together with you in Indianapolis, Indiana for the American Legion Concert Band Contest. It's Saturday, August 25th, 2012, and it's my pleasure to have the opportunity to adjudicate your performance today. I'll be evaluating the specific areas of tone, intonation, technique, interpretation, music effect, and other factors, such as stage presence, choice of music, and instrumentation. I've already recorded my greeting on the tape, so I'm going to start that right now. And I'm going to have both machines running now during your warm-up number so you have an idea of how you're coming across from the standpoint of balance and intonation and all of the captions. However, I'm not judging this portion of your performance today, so let's just sit back and enjoy it, and I will get back to you to start making comments on the adjudicated portion of your performance.
Voice of the Overgade, a march written by W. Parrish Chambers. A noted bandmaster and cornet soloist at the time of the 20th century, William Parrish Chambers was born in Newport, Pennsylvania, but spent most of his early years in Newville, Pennsylvania. It was in Newville where he studied music, quickly becoming proficient at the cornet. By the age of 18, he was conducting the Keystone Cornet Band. He was soon conducting other ensembles, including the Capital City Band of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the Great Southern Band of Baltimore, Maryland. In 1905 to 1906, Chambers performed cornet solos in Europe and Africa, accompanied by his own band of musicians. Chambers composed several cornet solos in nearly 90 marches, the most well-known of which are The Boys of the Old Brigade, which is unrelated to the Irish Republican song of the same name, and the Chicago Tribune. The Boys of the Old Brigade March, written by W. Parrish Chambers and edited by Claude T. Smith.
Okay, now this, the Boys of the Old Brigade will begin the adjudicated portion of your performance today. Okay, nice energy. I really appreciate you, the trumpets carrying over the phrase between measure 4 and 5. Good precision. Yeah, nice energy from the low brass here. Make sure we get that. Be careful about precision to make sure the length of the notes are exactly together. I really appreciate the control of intonation, especially in these extreme ranges. And when you go from the loud portion to the soft portion. More precise here in the getting into 51. Nice euphonium part. Careful. Make sure we release that together. Careful, precision, nice. Yeah, great work on the interpretation of the dynamics. We lose a little precision somewhat, particularly at the 47, 48, 49. Would like to have a little bit longer short note. Bum bucka da 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 dum bum bum bucka da 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 dum bum. So, and have the basses play just a little bit longer. I've been talking about precision, but if you do something akin to pyramid length, when you think about pyramid balance with the basses being louder in the than the tenors, and the tenors being a little bit louder than the altos and sopranos' voices being a soft. Do that with a length also. So the sopranos, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, and then the tenors, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and the basses, boom-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boom, like that. It's going to make for a nice, what's known as a long short note, just like a plucking of a string bass at the end. That'd be a nice way to end that. Okay, I'm really enjoying the sound of this group for the most part. We're still having some issues with precision.
In 1892, Dvorak moved to America to accept the position as
but we have good work in choral intonation so far in this portion of the performance. You know, I'm really liking the energy, expression and artistry. You really are doing a very good job of having decided ahead of time how far you want to go with the crescendos and maintaining it well within the reach of the group, so it, you know, parts of this are really sounding easy. And what I mean by that is that you don't put your audience in a precarious state of feeling whether are you going to make it or not. Are you going to make it, you know, the articulation, or can you get the end of that phrase done together. In some places you make it sound very easy, and that is your goal. Not to over stretch in the way of dynamics so much that you go beyond what you can control with the instrument. And then just stretching the bounds of what you can control is the ever present challenge. Okay, New World. Need to hear a little bit more bass and middle voices here. Precision with these chords starting at one. Careful intonation, clarinets don't spread the tone quality. 17. Dipping and clipping in the clarinets at two. Do we have those embouchures set? Yeah. Careful. In the melodic rhythm part where we have chordal aspects, make sure we hear a little bit more from a standpoint of balance of the lower and middle voices. Yeah. The technical work done on the upper clarinets all throughout this section, if it could be just a bit softer, and in that way make it sound easy, just lighter. It just sounds a little bit too heavy, but the fact that it's coming out, and it's coming out precise, and it's coming out with good energy is a fabulous step up and a really good showing. Express that a little bit more, be a little bit more confident on that. Yeah, I don't know, it's because we're just right on the upper lip, but I'm really hearing the first clarinet a bit way too present. It just sounds a little bit on the rough side. As far as overbalancing the rest of the group. Pa, pa. it's a little blah, but I'm a little flamish at 110 and 111. Good, good. Good precision in clarinets. The tone is a little bit stretched, a little bit spread, but that precision is good once again. Careful, ba-da-da-da. Make sure that don't take a breath before that long note. And that's something you can stagger breathe. I know it's, it goes on forever, but the key to that is to stagger breathe across the section, which he seems to be doing really well, maintaining intonation. Yeah. Get that intonation locked in just a little bit better there. Yeah, really like the energy. The forzandos are working well. Oh, careful. Yeah, much better there. Yeah, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Just really nailed that. That energy locking right down into it. It's got a good sense of rhythmic flow here that's working well. The pulse you're kind of across the group is really working well for you. Careful. Ba-ba-dum. Lock that in a little bit better. Oh, intonation 182, 183. Get the middle voices. Oh, ba-dum-ba-dum. That last note before the end on the clarinet quarter notes in the upper ranges. Clarinet presence is too strong. Careful precision. Oh, intonation. From 215 to 216. Good. Good release of 217. Okay, we can decrescendo a little bit better. 219 oboe solo. At the end of 225 chord wise, be careful. Yeah, nice work, nice solo section here at 17, nice flow. Yeah, nice response from the horn section, matches the clarinet setup at 17. The eighth note of 240 horns, really good, more precise. Horns at 18, we have some intonation issues here. Yeah, just overbalanced in the upper voices in the woodwinds. I mean, you're matching each other really well, and I just think it really, the more I hear it, I think it has something to do with your placement on this stage more than anything else. But you've got to hear and listen and adjust for that. Euphoniums, make sure we get that upper note at 258. a voice here, 271. Much better. Careful, a little bit spread to quality upper woodwinds. A little bit too present here, clarinets. But you're doing a good job of keeping the intonation together. Careful, make sure the long notes know when to release together, 302, 303, 304. But you've decided that as a group and you're uniform. That together, clarinets. Good. Yeah, I'll do one of these triplets and then two eighth notes. It can be a little bit more soloistic. Boom, 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 boom. And even though it's double piano and triple piano, start there, but do something within that range to make that your own. Boom, 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 boom. Come out just a little bit and grow and come back in. Yeah. Yeah, the last eighth note at 326. Need to lock in a little bit more of those eighth notes. Careful, clarinet. Lock in on that eighth note, intonation-wise. More presence. Come on. Make every one of these sound exciting. It sounds like when we get to beat four of these measures, it's like you're ready to go on to the next thing. They have a purpose. Yeah, much better precision. Yeah, breathe. Come on, support, 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 support. Hey, boy, Mark Heinze, really throws a challenge there at the end. And the key is that when you decrescendo, you've got the support all the way through. And the double piano is as soft as you can play with a good tone quality with control. It doesn't mean so soft that you can't control it. And the issue with losing support at the end is that the flutes will go flat and the reeds will go sharp. And then you're in treacherous territory. So you can only go as soft as you can go, and the main thing is to maintain a good intonation integrity. Boy, I really enjoyed your performance today. There are a lot of good things, just some exciting things. You really capture the style of the piece. You don't seem to overstretch beyond what you can control. You've really kind of taken to that advice that was given in the past to heart. And I'm going to take a little break while we stand for the colors, and I have more comments.
Colors. Assemble. Color guard. Right. Forward.
You may be seated. Again, on behalf of the American Legion Band of Greater Kansas.
Okay. So, closing comments. Tone quality wise, there are a few places where there's a roughness around the edges, but overall, you seem to really pay attention to staying within what you're capable of doing, which is really commendable. Some excellent work with paying attention to where different parts fit within the ensemble. There are times, though, there's a persistent issue with first clarinets. Even though they were matching each other, they were way out of balance with the rest of the group. And once again, that could be just a position of where they are, but you're responsible for providing the audience with the performance they deserve, and it doesn't matter whether you're working on an unfamiliar stage or not. I know it's tough and it's a challenge, but you know, you got to decide how you're going to handle that challenge. Intonation. There are times where we had some issues with chordal intonation, particularly in when you were in extreme ranges dynamically and pitch-wise in the upper ranges, and especially if that caused some of the instruments to spread their tone, particularly clarinets and trumpets, then we had some issues with chordal intonation. For the most part, 2D intonation was really good, with one exception at the very end, and I talked a little bit about very end of the last piece, and I talked about some strategies to deal with that. Precision and accuracy, in and out, inconsistent, times when it's just dynamite, and other times where I just scratch my head and I wonder how did that get by. And I guess it's a matter of you know, you are preparing yourself for this, and there's only so many things you can attend to, so it's a matter of being smart in how you prepare and what kind of habits you're going to set. Expression. Boy, I really love the energy of this group. Just some wonderful things that are coming across in artistry and expression, style. Really good work there. So overall, I thoroughly enjoyed your performance, and keep up the good progress you're making, and I wish you the best down the road.